好，弟兄姐妹，大家新年快乐
！Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
呀，感谢主，我们又开始一个新的一年。
We praise the Lord, our new year just started.
啊，不晓得大家又开始一个新的一年，是高兴呢，还是觉得心里头怪怪的
？I was wondering how you feel about this starting a new year.
年纪越轻的人越喜欢有一个新的一年，年纪越大的人越不喜欢有一个新的一年。
When you are young, you're probably looking forward to a new year, but when you grow older, you might think differently.
Yeah, 我们在新年都说新年快乐哈。
So we greet one another in the new year. We say Happy New Year.
对，那这个 Happy New Year 的中文叫做新年快乐。这句话希望不会是说意思说新年的欢乐。即将要因为我们要上班上学而快要消失的。
We're just hoping that when we say Happy New Year, this happiness will not disappear as we return to work.
Yeah, 但是不管这个新年的快乐是消失的快，或者是消失会继续持久，我们也都希望我们能够如同我们每一年的这个图一样，我们能够从2025能够奋力的跳到新的一年的2026。
So no matter how long this happiness will last in you, and we hope that every year will just like shown in this picture that you jump through the old from the old year into the new year.
我们有主的人，我们都知道，我们不是靠着自己能够跳过，我们乃是靠着耶稣，我们逾越而过，并且能够充满斗志的继续往前奔。
As Christians, that we know that it's not us who can leap to the new year, but through Christ in us, we jump into the new year with full of energy.
好，我们今天的这个信息的题目叫做“让家回家”。
So the message today, we talk about let home return home.
对，这个题目是听起来有点奇怪，但是这个是要配合我们今年教会的年度主题“家庭及宣教”的一个揭示或者一个阐述。
This title seems a little strange, but it serves as an introduction to our theme for the year.
Yeah, 因为我们这个今年的主题是家庭及宣教，我们要用今天我们会用这个约书亚记的一段的经文，就是24章14-18，我们一起来思想这个年度主题，还有让家回家这样一个题目。
So our theme for this year is family as mission. And so today we're going to go through this passage in Joshua 24 to introduce us into this new theme with today's message, let home return home.
约书亚记24章14-18，它记载了以色列历史上一个极为关键的时刻。
In Joshua 24:14-18, it recorded a very a pivotal point in Israel history.
我们如果读过约书亚记，知道这个读到二十四章的时候，已经进入到这卷书的尾声，也就是当约书亚年老的时候，他召聚了以色列众支派聚集到示剑这个地方。
We know that when the book of Joshua comes to chapter 24, it's at the end of the book, and this is when Joshua was old, and he was gathering all the Israelites, all the tribe to this place called Shechem.
他这次召聚大家聚集，不是谈论军事的策略，也不是在分配土地，而是在处理一个最根本的问题。
So this gathering wasn't.About the military strategies and wasn't about how they're going to divide the land once they go into, but it was a more important issue.
就是你们的家到底要侍奉谁？
It was an issue about whom your household will serve.
我相信，这个问题今天也是神要问我们每一个人的。
And I believe this is also a question that God is asking our families.
我说的每一个人，我相信他指的是我们当中在座的所有的人。
I believe that this is a question that God is asking each one of us today.
包括着你的孩子还在你身边跟你同住的这样一个家庭。
And this includes everybody in your family, including your children.
或者是你的孩子已经长大离开家没有跟你同住的这样子的父母。
Even if your children have grown up and left you, and it's also part of this family that God is speaking with.
或者是你们没有孩子的夫妻。
Or for families who don't have children.
或者是你是我们当中还没有结婚的单身的。
Or maybe you are even young and is not married yet.
或者你是比较年长的目前在独居的。
Or you are an elderly who is living by your own, by yourself.
这个问题神都是在问我们当中的每一个人。
And this question you have to answer to God.
你们的家到底要侍奉谁？
Whom will your family serve?
你的居所是要是谁在掌权？
Who is the Lord of your household?
所以我们这个题目叫让家回家，它的意思是说，第一个意思就是说，让我们的家能够从忙碌中回到神的面前。
So there are several meanings of when we talk about let home return home. The first is that let our home return from the busyness to God's presence.
第二个意思呢，就是说让我们的家从疏离中回到爱里面。
It also means that let our home return from isolation to the embrace of love.
并且呢，就是从让我们的家从世界的价值观中回到属灵的命定里。
It also means that let our home return from the worldly value to our spiritual destination.
所以我们今天要从约书亚的记的这一段的经文当中，我们有下面四点的学习，我们一起来思想。
So those are the four points we will go through today.
第一点就是尊主为大。
And the first, we talk about put God first.
怎么样能够在我们的家里头建立所谓的敬拜的祭坛
？So how to build an altar in our home, altar of worship in our home?
我们看到这一段的经文的一开头的地方，约书亚说：“现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。”
We see that in verse 14, it says.Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord.
我们看到侍奉神的第一步就是要除掉。
And the first step for worshiping God or serving God is to eliminate.
除掉我们中间的偶像。
It's to put away the idols.Among us.
在约书亚那个时代，百姓虽然跟着约书亚，但是私下可能还留着埃及的一些的偶像。
In those days when Joshua spoke, while those Israelites were following Joshua, they may still have idols taken with them from Egypt or even from Euphrates.
在2026年的今天，我们要问我们自己的是。我们家里的偶像可能是什么呢
？So today in 2026, I would like to ask you, what are the idols in your home?
对我们这边讲到的偶像，不是那个我们现在心里头想象的那些的 celebrity 的那种偶像啊。
So the idols we're talking about now is not like those celebrities that we usually talk about.
但如果它占据了你的心的话，它也可能会成为我们所谓的偶像。
But if those celebrities are part of your heart and you're taking priority, then they are your idols.
但是我们要思想的是，我们常常忽略掉的所谓的占据我们心中那个应该是主的位置的偶像究竟是什么？
So we need to reflect on what are the idols, what are the things that occupy the place that God should be in.
对我们一般的家庭来说，这个偶像可能是我们对子女教育上面的一个忧虑。
To different families, it could be different. It may be your concern about your child education.
或是我们对我们事业成就的一个过度的依赖。
Or your over-reliance on your successfulness or achievement in your profession.
甚至可能是让我们家里每一个人聚在一起或是在一起的时候，我们都低头滑手机，互相不理睬的那个数位的成瘾。
Or it could even be those digital addiction that everyone in the family would just focus on phones and without talking or communicating with each other.
假如我们说我们家要尊主为大，我们首先就是要除掉这一些占据我们那个位置，那个主应当在的位置的那个偶像。
So when we talk about putting God first in our home, we need to find out what it is that's in that position that where God should be.
所以在这样子一个观念当中，当我们除掉这些偶像的时候，我们应当有的宣告事情是，第一个就是说我的居所是敬拜的祭坛。
So when we are trying to put away those idols, the first we need to claim that our dwelling place is the altar of worship.
我们现在想到敬拜，我们就会想到在主日崇拜开始前面的这四首赞美诗歌。
Well, sometimes you would think when talk about worship, you would think about the singing of the worship songs at the beginning of our service.
但是真正的敬拜应该不只是崇拜前面的这四首的赞美诗歌。
And yet, a true worship is not limited to those four songs that we sing.
这前面的四首的赞美诗歌只是把我们带进了那个敬拜当中。
And those songs were just a way to bring us into worship.
真正的敬拜就是我们在我们所做的这个动作当中，我们知道我们在尊主为大。
A true worship is that when we sing, when we do something, we know that we're putting God first.
所以敬拜应当可以发生在生活当中的每一个环节里头。
So worship then can happen anywhere in your life.
敬拜应当可以发生在我们家中的各样大小事情上面。
So and worship can happen in all the details in your family life.
当我们在家里头面对财务上的压力的时候，或者当我们面对教养的挫折的时候，我们是否仍然宣告神是我的主，我心尊主为大？
So when we are facing financial challenges, or we're having frustrations rearing our children, are we still putting our God first?
所谓的尊主为大，也是表明着我愿意将生活当中的优先顺序对准神。
When we say put God first, we're talking about prioritize the serving God as the top priority.
也就是说，让主能够在我的家庭与我的生命当中掌王权、居首位。
So that God would reign over our family and our lives.
所以就是说，不论你现在处的这个的位置是如何，你都应当能够让人在你所在的居所当中看见这里有神。
That's to say that no matter what situation you are in, you should show that when people looking at you, they will see that God is the Lord in your life.
当你一个人独处的时候。你所独处的地方就是你与神亲近的密室。
When you are living alone, where you live is the private room for you and God.
当你与家人共处的时候，那里就是你们家庭的祭坛。
And when you are with your family, and your home will be the altar for worship.
第二个我们可以学习的就是所谓的活出福音。
And the second we need to learn is to live.Out the gospel.
就是我们要在我们的关系当中能够见证主。
So that we witness the Lord in our relationships.
我们看到这一段的经文当中的十五节， 约书亚给百姓一个选择，他说若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。
You see in chapter, in verse 15, Joshua gave the congregation a choice. He said, and if it's evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve.
今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。
So you can choose today whom you will serve.
这句话听起来很严厉，但却揭示了信仰的一个真相。
Well, it sounds harsh, but it's the truth of faith.
信仰就是每天的一个选择。
Faith is choosing every day.
我们每天在每一个动作，每一个心思意念上的选择，都能够显明我们的信仰是什么。
All your choices, your decisions made every day reflect your faith.
我们不能只在嘴上说爱主，却在家庭的关系中充满了冷漠与指责。
We cannot say we love Lord while our family is full of indifference and blame.
所以所谓的活出福音意味着就是将基督的恩典实践在最难实践的地方，就是家里。
So live out the gospel is to bring out into practice the, where it's the most difficult place for practicing God's love.
这是一个很很讽刺的一个的实情，就是说家应当是我们最熟悉的地方，最安全的地方，但是家常常也是基督的恩典最难实践的地方。
It is a very interesting phenomenon that home, our family, is the place that we know the best, and yet that was the place that's the most difficult to practice God's grace.
我们很容易对比较远一点的人有神的怜悯跟恩典，但跟我们比较近、比较亲密的人，我们常常忽略掉我们对他们应当要有基督的恩典。
A lot of times it's much easier for us to show grace, to show God's grace to people who we don't know much, and yet to people who we are so close, it becomes difficult.
家也不应当只是一个提供住宿的旅馆。
And home is not just a place like a hotel for providing food and dwelling.
家是神把我们摆放在一起，学习爱与被爱，实践饶恕与接纳的一个演练的场所。
Home is a place for us to practice love and acceptance and forgiveness that the Lord has provided.
路上的路人甲、路人乙可能很少有机会能够激怒你，但是你的家人常常有机会激怒你，或是你常常有机会激怒你的家人。
It's much easier to be irritated by your family than people who are passerbys.
我们也都知道福音告诉我们说主已经先饶恕了我们，所以我们有什么不能够饶恕那个激怒我们的家人呢？
We all know in our heart that now that we were forgiven by the Lord, why can't I just forgive our family?
所以活出福音不是说我们要拿着一个四律或者是一一或者是罗马桥来跟我们的家人传福音。
To live out gospel in our home is not like bring out those documents and doctrines and tell our family what gospel is.
活出福音的具体表现就是对家人多一份耐心，对配偶多一份欣赏。
And the actual living out of the gospel in our home is to show more patience to our spouse and to show more appreciation to our family.
特别是对配偶多一份欣赏，我们很多时候好像结婚越久，我们越忽略掉这件事情。
And it's especially important to show appreciation to our spouse.Because this is something we tend to ignore as we marry for a long time.
我们常常忘了华人这个的一句话叫做“情人眼里出西施”。
We tend to forget that the beauty comes from love.
以至于我们因为 在一起越久，越知道彼此，就越少了一份对彼此的欣赏。
So that when we live together for a long time, the longer we live together, the more we know each other, and the less appreciation we show to our spouse.
因为我们看到的是对方的缺点，对方的限制，但是我们却忽略掉我们应当看到对方的长处，对方的好处。
It's because we are focusing on our spouse's weakness, their shortcomings, or their limitations, yet we forgot to see their, what the contribution they have made to the family and what they have done that's benefit you, for the family.
昨天我们几个团契的一个一起的聚餐，聚餐完之后有这个晨光的主席很用心的给我们安排一些的这个活动。
We had a fellowship gathering last night. After dinner, we had some activities organized by the morning light fellowship.
然后他也为着要用心良苦，要 promote 一个很有意义的活动，然后他们两夫妻就在我们面前，让大家能够看到什么叫做夫妻彼此互相的欣赏。
So the coordinator was very into this and wanted to demonstrate how the couples can show appreciation to one another.
哦、oh, ，我那时候看到是蛮感动的。
I was very touched by their action.
感动是说，因为对我们华人来说，这不是一件容易的事情。
I was touched because it wasn't easy for our Chinese.
不容易在就是在我们夫妻的关系上面都已经不容易能够这样子能够坦诚的互相欣赏，更何况是在许多人的面前。
It's difficult for us to show our love between husband and wife, even in private, but showing it in public is more challenging.
但是我们是否应该要思想到说我们当我们要活出福音的时候，我们是不是应当让我们自己的生命有一些些的不同的改变
？And yet, when we think about this, shall we make our life change, or change our life because we are living out the gospel?
如果你们夫妻的关系有一些的紧张，我们可以想象得到的就是说，当我们要活出福音的时候，就是你每天至少想到对方的一件好处去欣赏他。
So when you have a difficult relationship between your spouse, with your spouse, and I would suggest you think of one thing every day that you can appreciate.
同样的，如果你们的亲子关系就是发生紧张的时候，不管是这个儿女方面呢，或者父母方面，我们是不是能够对对方多一点点的耐心
？And again, this same point apply to the relationship between parents and their children. Whether you're a parent or you're a child, you can do the same. Appreciate the others.
让我们在教会当中所知道的。所明白的，甚至所教导的福音，能够活在我们彼此的关系当中。
So that the gospel that we learn from church and you can bring it into practice in your home.
所以，对于我们当中那一些单身的或者是你的孩子已经不在你身旁，或者是你没有孩子的，或者是年长独居的弟兄姐妹，活出福音就是说。我们要在教会这个大家庭当中，我们主动的打破孤立，然后与肢体建立一个真实的一个生命的连接。
For those of you who don't have children living with you, whether you empty nesters or you're not married or you're living alone at your older age, living out gospel in your home, it would mean that you come to this church and breaking out your insulation and reach out to brothers and sisters.
不要在这个人际关系当中总觉得自己是一个受害者，是一个被人忽略的人。
Don't regard yourself as a victim, as someone who's been ignored in the relationship.
如果你有这样的一个感觉，我们在活出福音的这样一个实践当中，我们应该主动的打破这样子我们自我的孤立，我们主动的去跟我们身旁的这些的弟兄姐妹建立一个真实的生命的连接。
So if that was something that you had on your mind, I would suggest that you go out and break this insulation or isolation, and to establish a good relationship with brothers and sisters.
发一个信息给你认识的人。
You can send a message to someone you know.
我相信每天很多人都会收到这些的，叫台湾叫长辈文，就是早安的一些图片，可爱图片在你的这些的这些 social media 上面。那我们你也可以主动的去发这些给你身旁的人。
I believe many of you would receive messages from your social media about, say, good morning and greetings. And you can send these messages out to people that you know.
要让自己知道说，神已经给你一个能够祝福人的生命，我们就要用各样子的方式去把这个祝福传递出去。
Since God has blessed you with a life that full of blessings, and you should share this blessing to others as well.
甚至你可以为教会这些祷告事项当中生病的肢体祷告，为这些寻找工作的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And you can pray for those on our prayer list who are looking for jobs, who's sick, and who are in need.
当我们在为这些人祷告的时候，我们就参与到他们的生命当中，我们也参与到神在他们的计划当中。
So when we pray for them, we are involved in their life, and we are part of God's plan.
我们就具体的把我们所知道、所相信的福音活在我们的生活里头。
And that's how we live out the gospel.
好，第三个我们来看的就是所谓的开放接待。
So next we look at how we open our doors.
就是使我们的家成为宣教的基地。
To make our home a mission base.
在那个约书亚记的24章的接下来的经文，百姓回答约书亚说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。
So the following Joshua's proclamation, the Israelites answered, they responded, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
对，为什么这些以色列人他说我们断不敢离弃神去侍奉别的神呢？
Why did these Israelites say we will not serve other gods and forsaken the Lord?
不是因为他们去侍奉别的神，他们马上就会被神击杀。
Not because they will be killed by God if they serve the other gods.
而是因为他们记得神在他们身上，在他们列祖的身上的各样子的恩典。
It was because that they remembered the grace they them and their fathers received from the Lord.
所以当一个家经历过神的救恩，这个家就不可能只是为自己而活。
So when a family has experienced salvation, and this family will not live for itself.
所以为什么我们要常常的数算神的恩典，就是要让自己记得我们有许许多多的恩典，我们有许许多多的祝福是从神而来的。
This is why we need to count our blessings often, so that we remember that our blessings came from the Lord.
我们在2025年走过这一年的时候，我们有遇到许多的挫折，也有许多的艰难。但是同样的，在这些的挫折跟艰难当中，我们也看到神许许多多的恩典临到我们的身上。
When we went through 2025, we experienced challenges and frustrations and setbacks, and yet through those challenges, we see God's grace.
所以我们当我们想到这些的时候，我们就不应当认为说我们只要好好的顾好我的家就好了。
But we remember those grace, we will know that we cannot just mind our own business.
所谓的好好的顾好我的家，实际上就没有顾好你的家。
So when we say we are minding our own business, it's not the best way to serve your family.
以赛亚书54:2说，要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制。
In Isaiah 54, it says, Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back.
他这里让我们看见一件事情，就是说，我们对家的一个想象，我们不应该因着我们属灵的贫穷，限制了我们对家的那个想象，或是限制了我们对神的那个信心。
So it tells us that we should not limit our faith to God because our limited spiritual knowledge of Him.
以至于我们没有办法看全神量给我们家的那个疆界有多大。
We should try to see how large this territory God has given us.
因为以赛亚书 这一段的经文告诉我们说，要不断的扩张你的家的那个境界，要张大你居所的那个范围。
Isaiah says here that enlarge the place of your tent so that you extend your family, your household, the curtain of your habitation, your territory.
所以我们要打破那个至少门前雪的冷漠围墙。
So we should break out this situation of minding your own business.
我们要走出去，不单单是要走出去宣教，也要走出我们自我的限制。
We should go out, not go out for a mission trip, but also go out our self-limitation.
我们不只是为我们的孩子安排各样子的活动，我们也能够走出去看看这个社区需要我能够做些什么。
We should not just focus on different activities for our children, we also need to check out what this community needs from me.
所以我们也很感谢我们的英文牧师 Pastor Eric, 他把这样一个关怀社区的意向带进我们整个教会，让我们能够一起借着这个捐赠食物我们能够在社区关怀事情上，我们能够参与。
To this, we really appreciate Pastor Eric's initiative to care and serve the community, to serve people in need and bring food and items that's needed to them.
我想除了这些之外，我们可以更多做的就是说，我们能够开放我们生活的空间，去接待并且关怀身边有需要的人。
Beside that, we can also open our doors and care for people near us or people we know who are in need.
有没有想象过说，你的家里的客厅其实可以成为一个查经班？
Have you ever thought of that your living room can be a place for Bible study?
你可以邀请你的邻居，你可以邀请你认识的朋友来你家里喝茶、喝咖啡、查经。
You can invite your neighbors, you can invite your friends to your house for tea, coffee, and read Bible.
你的餐桌是不是也可以成为你邀请一位刚搬来的新邻居的一个福音场所。
And your dining table could be another place for serving maybe a neighbor who just moved in.
你可能会觉得说，哦，我的家可能不够豪华，我的家可能不够宽敞。但是真正要开放的不是那个，不是等到你有了一个豪华宽敞的居所才能够开放，而是只要你有一颗愿意分享爱的心，你的居所都是神可以使用的。
You may thought that your home, your house is not luxurious enough and not big enough or even shabby, but what really you're opening is the love of God and you're inviting people by serving the Lord.
所以这边的开放你的家庭就是你要让自己能够看到社区的需要，并且开放你的家庭也是让这些你身旁的人，你可以把他们带到你的家，让他们感受到基督的爱。
So open your home means that you will see what's needed in the community. It will mean that you bring your neighbors to your home so that they will experience the love of Christ.
当我们能够这样做的时候，我们出去短宣，我们出去做任何的一个宣教事情的时候，我们的家人才不会觉得说你所做的事情只有坐在外面，没有办法坐在家里头。
So when we do that, your family member will see that you're not just doing things outside the family and maybe on a mission trip, but you're also doing things at home.
Yeah, 因为这就牵涉到我们最后一点，就是世代的传承。
So this brings us to the last point, the legacy of faith.
我们经文的最后，用生命传递信仰。
So we talk about the last passage, last point of this passage, talking about impacting generations, life on life.
对，约书亚记的这一段的最后的经文那个地方讲到说，因神在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。
It recorded, Joshua said, in the book of Joshua, that and God did these great signs in our sight.And preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the people through whom we passed.
所以以色列人传承信仰的方式就是述说神的大事。
So the way that Israelites pass on their legacy is to declare God's power.
这是一种历史的传承。
This is a legacy.
我们也应当把我神在我们身上所行的大事能够让我们的下一代，我们身旁的人听到看到。
We should proclaim God's work in us so that people, our next generation will see, will remember.
因为真正的信仰真正信仰的一个传承不是教条的灌输，而是在职场，在校园，在社区，在家里活出生命的见证。
A legacy of faith is not just teaching and talking, but also living out the gospel in your workplace, at home, and on campus.
世代的传承也不是说我们逼迫孩子读经，强迫孩子来教会，就能够把这个信仰传承下去。
Passing on the legacy does not mean that you need to force your children to read Bible and have to bring them to church.
而是要让你的孩子看见这个信仰在你的身上发生的改变，他们才会去有兴趣知道这个信仰究竟是什么。
It is to show your children what this gospel has changed your life and so that they know what really means in your life.
这就是所谓的用生命传承信仰，用生命去影响周围的生命。
And this is called passing on the legacy with your life and show your impact on people's life around you.
所以传承不只是给下一代，也是给周围还没有认识主的人，让他们在我们的身上看见一个不一样的人生。
So passing on this legacy does not necessarily only mean that you pass on your faith to your next generation of people around you.
而且我们所谓的生命的一个传承，一个见证， 述说神的大能，也不只是说我们的一些成功的故事，我们可以在餐桌或者是在睡前跟我们的孩子分享这一周神如何在我们的软弱上帮助了我们。
It also means that you would talk about God's work in you and how God carried you through difficulties and maybe sharing the blessings at a dining table.
让你身旁的人看见这个信仰是一个又真又活的一个生命的一个改变。
So that people around you will know that your faith is a lively faith.
而不是一些标准答案、枯燥的教条。
So they know it's not like a standard answer to the questions or a boring teaching.
让家回家。
Let home return home.
约书亚的宣言是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We all know this proclamation of Joshua said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
以色列人的回应是：所以我们必定侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。
And so the Israelites responded, saying, "Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for He is our God."
我们常常会在我们家里头挂上约书亚的这个宣言，就是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Oftentimes we put up a plaque that's with this famous word of Joshua.
可是我们可能很多时候觉得我们自己还不够资格，或者还不像约书亚那么好，所以我们没办法说至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And yet, a lot of times we think we're not as strong as Joshua. We may not be qualified enough to say that as for me and my household, we serve the Lord.
如果我们真的这样想的话，至少我们可以看到当日以色列人在神面前坚定的宣告，我们也能够像他们一样。
When we have thoughts like that, at least we could reflect on the Israelites' response that said, "We will also serve the Lord."
因为当日以色列人说我们必定侍奉耶和华，不是他们行他们好，而是因为他是我们的神。
Since we know that those Israelites responded saying that we will also serve the Lord, not because they are good, but because they know that God is the Lord.
所以神是当日以色列人的神，神也是今天我们每一个人的神。
The God of Israelite is the God for us all.
所以但愿约书亚的个人宣言，或是以色列人众人的集体宣告，今天都成为我们家庭的宣言。
And let's hope that proclamation of Joshua and those Israelites be a proclamation of us today.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
教会为着帮助大家在这一年当中牢记并且落实家庭及宣教这样一个主题，所以我们准备了一份我家或者我的服事宣言。
In order to carry out this year's theme and let home return home, we prepare this.Document or proclamation, declaration.
大家看得到吗？哈，看的可能字有点小哈，但是这个重点就是说，我们今天讲到这四点，我们都在这个宣言里头。
All the four points we talked about today are on this declaration.
所以待会大家离开这个教堂的时候。我们都可以去拿一份这个宣言。
We have copies of those declarations on outside the sanctuary.
对，我们要感谢我们的这个两位姐妹 Amanda 跟 Lisa， 他们很用心的帮我们做了这个非常非常精美的这两份的这个宣言。
Thanks to our sister Amanda and Lisa, they prepared these beautiful copies.
对，第一份的是我的侍奉宣言。
The first copy is my declaration of service.
对，然后它这边就会有四点的一个宣言在这个地方。
There are four points of this declaration.
所以，如果 如果你觉得你是属于单身的，或者是自己独居的，或者是你的孩子已经长大没跟你在一起，或者是你没有儿女的，你可以拿这一份的我家的侍奉宣言。
Since there are two copies, if you are single, or empty nesters, or you're living alone, you can take one copy.
就他这边讲到说，我们宣告基督是我家之主，我家不只是居住的空间，更是敬拜神的圣所。我们承诺重建家庭祭坛，让神在生活中居首位。
It talks about my home is sanctuary, whether alone or with others. I assign my life to the Lord.
Yeah, 我们这四点的宣言，盼望成为我们今年对我们每一个人的提醒。
We're hoping that these four declarations will become a reminder for our life this year.
我们第二份是我的侍奉宣言。
And the second copy is my declaration of service.
哦，第一份是这个，第一份是我的侍奉宣言哈，就是我刚才讲的，就是我们适合这个人读来。第二份的话，就是我家的侍奉宣言。
So we talk about the first copy, which is for singles and people who live alone, and the second is for families who have multiple members living together.
我们做的精美是因为我们希望说大家不要拿回家就把它丢掉了，而是能够至少保存一年在你的家中。
We're hoping you can keep these beautiful copies for this coming year at your home.
然后你可以拿回家去跟你的家人一起讨论一个具体的做法，并且一起为这个宣言的落实来祷告。
And you can take it home and talk with your family members on how to bring this out into daily practice and pray about that.
但愿我们能够在2026年，我们让每一个人的家都不再流浪在忙碌跟虚空之中，而在心中说，我要带领我的家回家。
And I hope that in 2026, all the families are not just wandering around in vanity, but we all make this declaration that we all bring our home to home.
回到天父起初创造天地时对家的心意。
To God's initial design for family.
好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢主。在2026年的第一个主日，透过约书亚记24章的经文，再次的来向我们说话。主啊，当我们站立在您的面前的时候，我们深知到今天这个时代充满挑战，但您的话语是我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。就求主在今天将我们今天所听到的信息深藏在我们的心里头，让我们能够同心合意的宣告，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主。求主来帮助我们，让我们能够在尊主为大、活出福音、开放接待跟世代传承这四个要点当中，我们能够落实在我们的家人的关系当中，我们能够落实在我们每一天的生活当中，帮助我们在2026年这一年当中，我们全教会我们一起把家重新的找回，我们一起能够回到天父心意当中那个家。听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。